Sheesh.
Rian, WhatsApp audio.
Hello.
Hello, yo, hello,
yo,
hello.
Yo, yo.
Yeah.
How you doing, fella?
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Oh, bad, man. Bad, man, bad.
Oh, is it belly problems?
Yeah, man, I've been constipated for the past like 5 days.
Shit.
Hey, yo, you're on the show, by the way.
I'm on the show. Yeah. What's up?
I mean, we literally called you just to do the intro, so it could be like, "Hey, my name's Ali. No. My name's Ali."
That's the intro. Like, how you doing, man? I'm bad, man. I'm constipated.
Yo, yo, people, welcome back to the Route 401 Show. My name's Ali.
My name's Alim.
And my name's Rian.
Hey, we still got him. He might be six hours ahead of us. But we still got him on the phone for you guys sitting at home, missing our boy Ray like we are. We love you, Ray.
Love you too, man.
Loves you. So
if make sure you subscribe. Get us to 500 subscribers,
please. Yes, sir.
That's it. For those that don't know, Rain's in jail.
No, it's Jakarta, yeah, not jail, man. Bro. I can't.
Jail.
Basically, free Ray. Came out last night and they put me back in.
Oh, so, are you the doppelganger? Yeah. Who'd you
they
go
got,
for?
They got the wrong top G.
Yeah, I got the wrong top G.
Well, all right, brother. We're going to love you and leave you. Enjoy your trip. And yeah.
Thanks, brothers. Have a good one.
Cheers, bud.
I'm going to bizzle.
Bye.
Baba.
That was nice.
This is the show where we bring you this week's hot news, the weird and wonderful, and everything else you may have missed.
It's just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Absolutely butchered that.
But hey, at least you did an a cappella, brother. You kept it halal.
Yeah, I want to go straight into sports.
Nice.
Yeah.
Today's classic, a big one.
Classic. It's Anthony Joshua, the return of Anthony Joshua today. And there's
Anthony Joshua. predictions just straight up off the bat. You think the boys come back?
AJ knockout.
Nice.
You think I hope,
menace?
I hope so badly AJ knockout. Mm-hmm. Because the heavyweight scene is looking so bad right now.
Yep. Everyone ducking
everyone.
We don't
know who's ducking who. Fury, Usyk. Both have got their reasons. Usyk feels like he's being mugged off by Fury.
Oh, he absolutely is. Fury, barely.
Yeah.
Sign it.
But but Usyk came out and said he's the one that walked away.
Oh, fair dues. Why? Contract wasn't fair? Was it like way like
on my assumption him? Is he just felt like Fury's taking the piss. You got to bear in mind, bro, he's a world champion. He's got three belts. The way Fury's talking to him is as if he's not a world champion. Put some respect on his name. But at the same time, Fury's right.
He's a showman though.
Fury is the biggest name. Fury has the most money. And who is Usyk without Fury? Because is anyone really interested in Usyk fighting Dubois? Is anyone really interested in Usyk fighting anyone but Fury?
Nah, not really.
He's beaten AJ twice.
Twice.
What, the Wilder fight is sort of there, but Wilder needs his comeback fight first.
I think he needs a sign like AJ, innit? Like,
are you really going to fight the guy who lost three times against Fury?
Oh, if we're talking technically, one's a draw.
Yeah. But I think the world needs Anthony Joshua back.
Yeah.
Because
the UK needs him.
Yeah, and I think we all need to get behind Anthony Joshua because, bro, he's getting a lot of unnecessary hate. Everyone's forgetting how much he's done for the scene. And the way Eddie Hearn's talking as well, I feel like this could be the return of that dynamic duo.
You think so?
If AJ wins in spectacular fashion with a knockout tonight,
mm-hmm.
I think we have the return of AJ and Eddie Hearn. I think they just go on a mad streak after that. He's got a new trainer. I feel like he's gone through a whole new mindset, a whole mm-hmm. new camp.
Mm-hmm.
And the AJ versus Fury fight should be next if he gets a knockout mm-hmm. today.
Fair.
But he's got a lot of options. He could fight Dillian White. He could fight Deontay Wilder.
Mm.
He's got AJ becomes that name again. All he needs is a knockout. I think if it becomes a boring points win, everyone
loses. It's not it. Yeah, it does need to be flashy. It does need to be... Yeah, people want to see some fire, innit?
Everyone wants to see the exciting knockouts. The reason why everyone loves AJ is mm-hmm. those knockouts.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to back his chat. What was that?
He's doing the medulas, bro. He's doing the medulas.
I don't know.
It's twice.
I hope the
shit.
Mic picks it up because otherwise it just makes me sound weird, bro. But your throat is making some mad noises.
My belly went.
Hey, belly. Hey, belly. Hey, Big Belly, what's it going on, Big Belly?
Hey, Belly, I accept your terms.
70-30. But yeah, how do you think it's going
to
turn out?
Oh, I definitely need to see AJ fucking knock someone out, bro. Because we need to see that fire. Because I think for someone like AJ, who's been at the top of his career, he's been on, an undefeated streak for a long time until, obviously, the Ruiz fight and then the two Usyk fight. So I think that is, he needed those steps back where he's like, yo, I need to find what made me love the sport in the first place, innit? Not just being the undefeated AJ. It's like now he's got more to his story, innit? More to fight for. Because when you're at the top, bro, it's all well and good. But it's like, how did you come back when you get knocked back a peg or two? And
if he loses, should he retire?
No. Because this is the sport of boxing, bro. Like, fighters win and lose. There's always going to be a man that's better than you. And like I said before, bro, how is AJ going to come back from that? If he loses again, fair dues. But if he does lose, I don't think he should retire. He's still young. He's still got time in his career. And I think he's still got a legacy as well, bro. Like, cool, you're not undefeated no more, but you're AJ, bro.
The thing is, a lot of people are calling for his retirement. And he even said, if the people want me to retire, I'll retire. If I lose, I'll retire. He said that, apparently.
But don't let the people decide your fate, man. This is his career. But he's the one getting in the ring. He's the one doing
the
camps.
But if he does decide to retire, if he does lose and if he does retire, I wouldn't blame him. I think it's a good decision on his part. Because you got to bear in mind, from his perspective, bro, the people hate him. He's made his money, bro. He can easily walk away and be good.
Chilling for the next year.
He's very, very good. Yeah. If he doesn't mind people, calling him names and throughout, by, let's say, 5 or 10 years down the line, when he's still out of boxing, and when people see him in public, they're going to be like, oh, you're that guy that stopped too early, or you're that guy that gave up almost, even though the people were calling for his retirement. Because look at Prince Nassim, bro.
Yeah. What was his record?
He only lost once. Mm-hmm. Then he had one fight after, and he won that, and he retired straight away. And he was still in his
prime.
I think he was 30. He was still young, and he was still
good. I got to respect that, though. When you leave that early, bro, you've got your whole life ahead of you. The next avenue, doors are open for them, man. Whether they become pundits, whether they become, I don't know, sports analysts. Even in other sports, I see it all the time. I'm pretty sure Brady, even though he retired from the NFL, brother's going to get 300 M's to be on Fox, to be a presenter. So it's like, someone like Prince Nassim as well. Was it ITV or someone that banned him for what he said?
Well, he said
he violated Eubank. That's
but it. He was right. It turns out he was right, because look how he lost when he came up against an actual good opponent. Gets knocked out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
I had this debate with someone earlier this week.
Yeah.
Has MMA taken over the scene right now compared to boxing?
I think because there's
what's bigger right now.
Oh, that's tough, bro. Because everyone loves a bit of mixed martial arts, bro. You can get knocked the fuck out from a flying knee to an elbow to, I don't know, a submission, right? But there is the controversy of, do fighters, the whole fighter pay? Dana White has now got the slap UFC league, or whatever you want to call it. What's it called? Slap something.
I don't even know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
But it's an actual league that's growing, bro. And grown men are getting slapped. I think the space is evolving the same way we've seen influencer boxing blow the fuck up. Now we're seeing UFC cool. They have some cool title fights. We've had the Kamaru Usman versus Leon Edwards trilogy just end. Leon Edwards kept his belt, still the reigning champ.
But that's what I mean, because throughout history, boxing has always been one level above UFC in terms of more exciting fights, more pay-per-view buys, and more money. UFC, look at the recent fights that's been happening. They're the bigger fights, right?
Yep, 100%. Because those fighters aren't signing contracts. For example, someone like Fury and Usyk, if that fight goes ahead, bro, that's good for the whole boxing community.
The but number I think of that, views that's and the everything. Problem with boxing, isn't it? There's too much politics. Yeah.
Exactly. Give us your thoughts, man. What's winning right now? The UFC, is it up? Or is it some new league like the Slap UFC? That's what I'm going to call it, because I don't know its name.
But I think we've got to look at it from a yearly basis as well, because if we do get AJ versus Fury this year, if we do get... We're going to get Ryan Garcia versus Gervonta Davis now.
Yeah.
We're going to get Haney versus Lomachenko now. I think by the end of the year, when we look back at who had the bigger fights, boxing or UFC? I think you're going to say boxing at the end of the year.
Do you think they happen? Do you have some bias as well, like being
100%.
I was going to say, 100%
bro, advice.
You've been boxing longer. I don't know what it is, man. I feel like people enjoy both sports a lot. They are combat sports, but I don't know. They're just something about UFC for me, man. Where it's like, yo, I don't know what's going to happen. It might go the full 25 minutes and they're both bloody as hell and they're just waiting there for the ref to put their hand up. Or no, one gets knocked the fuck out in 3 seconds.
I would be disappointed if that happened because you wait the whole anticipation. Majority of the people I know that stayed up for McGregor versus Aldo were so disappointed. They're like, this is the biggest fight in UFC history and it ended in 10 seconds, bro.
Think about it from the fighter's perspective. He's like, I ain't even break a sweat, man. I ain't even break a sweat. Like,
it did do good for his ego and his name.
100%. And even Leon Edwards, when he knocked out Usman in the second fight, that kick, headshot, dead. Like, Leon was down, like, in terms of, like, when we were comparing it to rounds. Yeah. So he needed that fifth round pickup.
It's those iconic moments.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong, boxing has those too. Yeah, but
100%. But has there been anything recently to that equivalent?
No, I don't think so, no.
I would generally say the last one that was huge.
Probably
like that,
Canelo losing was a surprise.
Canelo losing, yes. And I think even AJ losing as well. Even though you guys said it from a technical perspective, you saw Usyk and went, no, Usyk's going to fuck him up. But I think for the fans...
For the majority, I guess so.
for the fans...
No, but I think it's the fashion that it happened in. Because you got to bear in mind...
oh my God, the post-match interview, that was disgusting, yeah. That was the side of AJ where like, yo, shut up, man.
No, but I think in terms of, if you're going to compare it to Usman versus Leon Edwards, it was a knockout.
True.
Whereas the Canelo losing, AJ losing, they're all on points.
Points, yeah.
So it's a bit anticlimactic for the casual fan.
For the casual
fan,
for
boxing
yes.
fans, it's like, wow, that's a masterclass.
Yeah, exactly. he it's a game of chess, you guys call it, right?
Mm.
Like, you're always thinking a couple steps ahead. And on the topic of chess and tests, how did you find tests, brother?
Tests?
Are you a test guy? Like, just tests in general? It could be an examination, an oral exam, exam. I don't know.
I don't like exams.
You don't like tests?
On paper, nah.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Physical things, yeah.
Okay. Well... we've all failed a test here and there in life, and we always say, yo, I don't like this shit. But there's a woman here who finally passed her driving test. Guess how many attempts she took?
How many attempts?
Guess.
I'm going to guess it's an abnormal amount, so it's about 6. Higher than that?
Keep going, boy.
Way higher than that.
Keep going, boy. 10. Hundreds. Even
hundreds.
Yeah, I'm about to drop the mic on this one. Woman passes driving test at the 960th attempt. It took her 959 failures. It's in South Korea, brother. It's not a fail.
She should not be on the road, bro. Who passed her?
Bro, to the point where when she finally passed, it's written here that the examiners and everyone in the test center came out and hugged her, bro. Because they're like, yo, you did it! You did it! So, this 69-year-old woman finally passed her driving test on the 960th attempt. So, bro, she did her written test, so the theory for us people in the UK, in 2005. 05, bro. How many years ago was that? We're nearly reaching 20-plus years in 2 years. That's 18 years ago. So she passed at the age 69 and she'd been trying since she was at least 51 years of age. Wouldn't you give up at that point? Wouldn't you just be like, yo, driving
is that you know what it is? That's what I rate about it.
Because
no matter how many times you fail, you should keep trying. But at the same time, one is scary that it took you that long. Two,
I want to know how hard the test is.
Bro, it's her age as well. Isn't there an age limit on when you should stop driving?
There isn't an age limit on when you should stop driving, but I believe once you hit like 70, I'm not mistaken, you have to do the test again just to prove that you're still capable, isn't
it? So I don't know if it's the same thing in
Korea. Because I've seen on licenses, there's expiry dates, isn't it? Like, there's like, yo, once you hit like, I think mine said 2069.
It's like, probably not the same in South Korea then, but it's like, bro, where's your family? Like, why are you driving at that age? Like, have you got nowhere else to drive you around? Like,
independent woman, bro, independent grandma. She's still...
Nah, I feel bad for her, man. Where's her peoples? That means she ain't got her peoples around her.
Possibly. Or she wants to just...
Or maybe it's just something she just wanted to achieve. Like, maybe she doesn't even need to drive. It's just something like...
I ticked it off my list.
Yeah. It must be one of those ones.
But what number would you give up on, man? Because I can't, like... I don't think I'll bother after. I'm thinking how much money she spent over the years.
I haven't done my driving test, so...
Okay, hypothetically, what's the number when you're like, yo, fuck this, this shit?
Nah, I don't think I would stop.
You'd beat 960.
But
if
I've got M's in my bank account,
yeah,
bro, I got a personal driver, bro.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, you don't need no...
I prefer being the passenger, bro.
True, say. And the passenger, you can do whatever you want, bro. You ain't have to worry about no laws. Because
Bro, these days, Teslas, you don't need to drive.
Autopilot.
I think in like, give it what, 5 or 10 years, bro, nobody needs to drive.
I mean, in, I don't know which area in America there is, there's a fully autonomous driverless cars that are now doing Uber service. This company's come out with their own cars.
I've seen that. I've seen
and
that,
it's got
seen
like
that,
a bunch of sensors.
And it
cameras.
Knows your names.
Yeah, exactly. So you book on the app the same way you'd book an Uber. You jump in the back seat because all the sensors and stuff are there. There's a like, you see the little middle console where the coffee things are. There's a button that says swipe. Like, are you in? Are you ready, Ali, for your trip? You swipe it. Doors lock. Cameras turn on, bro. It's got enough sensors that it knows what to do, bro. And worst case, if something does happen, hypothetically, you're scared or da 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 da, there's a customer service number and you just like, you dial up like, hey man, the car's doing some mad shit. Like, I think they could probably take over from wherever called
somebody. Oh, is it?
Working. Yeah.
That's sick.
But it's kind of mad because when Tesla first came out with their autopilot feature, they made it such that, because there was a meme, I don't know if you saw, there was a guy asleep on the freeway in America and like his Tesla was driving him to work or some shit. He was literally like,
nah, I haven't seen that.
And yeah, like people were like, yo, he's taking the piss. So Tesla sent an update where if it doesn't detect your hands on the steering wheel after like, I don't know, was it 5-10 minutes, it will slowly like slow the car down and pull it to the left, like on a hard shoulder, just for safety, innit? Because it's like, even though you got autopilot, it still wants you engaged in case of an emergency, like so a human can, I don't know, maneuver or do whatever they have to do to stop an accident from happening.
That's sick.
But yeah, now we've got autonomous cars, personal chauffeurs.
I mean, we've spoken about AI for time. Yeah, have you seen the new AI that there's so many memes of Kanye?
Yes. So there's even one where he's reading, I don't know, like Quran or something.
The Nasheed. Like, it was
yeah,
a Nasheed.
Yeah, I was like, why does it sound so accurate?
Bro, I saw another one of him doing an anime song, and it switches from him, Kendrick, and Drake, and it's them three singing anime songs.
Is it like an
it's
intro?
Funny, bro. Yeah, it's like the intro of an anime.
Bro, I think, I don't know, there's a big misconception about AI. People think it's going to take over our world, but nah, man, it can't happen. It can't happen.
I don't think it will.
I don't think it will. No.
I think it will.
I don't think, like, something that was built by humans can advance further than humans. Like, there's constraints to it, right? It's stuck in a computer. It's stuck in a machine. It ain't gonna be no Ultron where all of a sudden someone gives the AI a body and he's like, ah, I feel free.
No, but I think it's the scary fact of people being able to manipulate people.
How so? Give me an example. Or like, where do you see it happening?
So for example, the recent stuff that's going on with Trump.
Yeah.
Trump could go to jail potentially, or just be charged. Mm-hmm. So he's being indicted, and a lot of it's to do with his money and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. People are saying he gave hush money to a porn star, this, that, blah, blah.
I mean, it's Trump, bro. Same guy that said, grab about it.
But what if with the AI, you can manipulate his voice and make it seem like he did that shit. Like
voice
recording.
Recordings.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's the same way a lot of people were like,
I mean, right now you can tell when it's fake or not. But
true.
Will it advance to a stage
where it's really accurate, basically?
Yeah.
I'd say yes. However, at the same time, I'm expecting there to be like a anti-cheat or something. Like, look at the ChatGPT right now. It's gone crazy. Students are all using it for assignments, courseworks, exams, whatever they're using it for. However, there's something called, I think, ChatGPT-0, which you're able to take a piece of text, put it into this new one, and it says, yeah, this was either made by human. It's got like the indicators that say this is made by a machine, or this is made by AI, or made by a human. So I think the same way, like, there's going to be some software, like if they do take a person to court, they're going to be like, yeah, we're going to verify this shit is actually
so
real.
So you're saying they'll bring another piece of technology that can verify whether it's an AI or not.
Exactly.
That's hard.
Yeah.
To be fair, that could probably happen. If they do that with ChatGPT already,
yeah, they can do that with virtual recordings. Damn!
I dropped my phone.
Face reveal.
Nah, my phone never breaks.
I love one day you're going to say that and you're going to be like, damn.
Look at my cat, bro. I used to have a cat.
Damn.
10 years ago, he died.
R.I.P. What was his name?
His name was Zach.
I like Zach, you know. That's an interesting name for a cat.
I don't know why.
Hey, yo, Zach.
My dad used to call him Jack. You know how Asian
is it, got, is it the Asian accent? Like,
they can't say the Zeds, bro.
Hey, Jacques.
But Now, I bring up cats here because...
Were your parents fond of your cat? Like, you know how a lot of parents...
Nah, you know what? Initially...
They don't like pets and then they love
it. It's the same old story. It's the same old story, bro. Initially, you know, my parents didn't want him, but once he was there, it was like everyone's favorite.
He's part of the family.
He was a new child, bro.
He's part of family.
But that's what I mean. I have this like warm sentiment towards like all cats.
Fair.
Like, you know me. I love animals, bro.
Yeah.
But that's why, yeah. They've been trying to... Do you know, have you seen who they've been trying to cancel recently for hitting a cat?
Yeah, my boy has bulla. That's not... No, bro, how much damage can a little cutie, itty bitty 20-year-old has bulla do, bro?
He's like... But that's the key thing that people forget, though. He's 20 years old. He's a grown adult,
question,
bro.
I saw a part where he was pulling the cat's ear. Did he do more than that?
Yes. So he pulled the cat's ear.
Yeah, that's the part.
And the cat sort of like hides away from him and he's like... You can tell the cat's very scared, afraid of him.
Okay, yeah.
And he like... punches the cat's head. And bro, but like, that is Hasbulla, isn't it? We know him for doing that. Yeah. And I feel like, okay, I'm gonna be so real. And it may be just because people looking at me like, oh, he's a bit soft or whatever. But bro, I genuinely fucking love animals, yeah?
Yeah.
But
how did that Hasbulla's
in the, he's in the wrong, bro. He was in the wrong. Because if it was a child that did it, fair enough. And I think that's when you have to remember, bro. Hasbulla's a 20-year-old man, bro. He's a 20-year-old man.
Trapped in a little body,
He shouldn't be doing that, really. But
at
the same time, should he be cancelled for it? No.
No, man.
No, he shouldn't, bro.
Teach him he did something wrong.
Because at the same time, the cat fucking loves Hasbulla, bro. As much as he was afraid of him in that video, there's other videos of him, bro. Him and that cat are best mates, bro.
Yeah.
And... I also feel like it's a culture clash.
Yeah, that Dagestani culture.
Yeah, because not just Dagestani.
Bro, look at Khabib. He wrestled bears as a kid, so I'm not surprised that to Hasbulla, that's a fucking lion. It's a lion. It's like, that's a big cat.
That's a very good point. Nah, but genuinely, in foreign countries, like, bro, even if we go Somalia, Bangladesh, or like any other foreign countries, bro, they have pets as cats and dogs or whatever. Bro, they smack the shit out of that, bro.
Get your ass out of the house.
To them, that's discipline. Like, bro, but it's not in a way where...
Over here, it's not
abusive.
Abuse.
Yeah. It's not... Yeah. It's hard. It's abusive, but it's not abusive.
I think, you know what? Best take, you can't cancel Hasbulla, first of all. He's a
you
G.
can't.
He's a G.
He had to make a video of him saying... He didn't apologize, but...
I am wrong.
No, he didn't even say I'm wrong. He said, look, like... I take care of this cat. I love this cat. Don't act like I hurt him because I didn't hurt him.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely.
Because if you go back on the internet, you will see I love my cat, and because he makes a very good point. There's tons of other videos and pictures of him and the cat playing, bro. They're like best mates.
You know how people are, bro. They find one bad thing, they're like, "Yes, we got him."
Ladies, I was like, "What? They're trying to cancel Hasbulla? Why?" Then I saw the video. I was like, "It's kind of sad."
I was reading a couple threads.
I do feel bad.
I was reading a couple threads on it, and people were kind of mixed feelings. Like, "No, that's animal abuse. The poor baby." Yeah. And I was like,
"It's true." That's how I felt though watching it. Because, but again, I love cats though, innit? So I'm like, "It's sad, bro."
Fair.
Now you're like, fair.
But I'm like, I didn't see the second part. I just saw him pulling it in, and then I started scrolling. I was like, bro.
Nah. The rest of the video is the cat quivering away in the corner, and Hasbulla punches his head a little bit.
Get your ass here, boy.
He punches him like twice, like bang. And he's like, bang. Like, don't do that again.
How much his force is, because I've seen him punch grown men before.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, when he's messing around, he's like, huah!
But at the same time, that's what we know Hasbulla for, bro. Everyone he meets, he fucking punches them.
Have you seen the recent video with Noak? He's so scared of dogs.
I haven't seen that, but I need to see that.
He's so scared of dogs.
That's so funny.
So,
I seen that video, though.
So, I think he went to Vegas, and both Dana White and the Noak boys treated him. Dana White bought him a bunch of crepes, and I was like, those crepes must have been so cheap, bro. Like, they got him Jordans, they got him some Travis Scott's.
Well, because this one, do you think he wears, like, baby shoes?
100% he wears baby shoes. His feet are probably, like, that big, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then they had a room full of puppies, bro. I've never seen a grown man more scared of like puppies. He was like, no, stop, like they're just like backing up in a corner or like hiding behind someone's leg. Like,
I've seen grown men like that.
Yeah.
Usually Somalis.
Namido.
But yeah, man, I don't think Hasbulla should be cancelled for that shit, bro.
Free Hasbulla from the shackles of cancellation. Freed the Tate brothers from house arrest. I just want to sound like a clown, bro. I just want to sound like a... But no, have you actually seen that, bro? These motherfuckers are on house arrest now.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the video of him
with a beard now and like his and hair's grown
I've
out.
I've seen the video of him in his house. He's just walking with a cigar in his mouth.
What, since being released?
Yeah, he's just topless, walking around the house. It's, I don't know who's recording him, but it's literally him walking back and forth with a cigar in his mouth, topless.
Yeah.
And he looks big. He looks put on a weight, clearly.
Oh, so he's been banging push-ups and stuff inside.
I don't think it was good weight. He looks. But actually, no, he does. He looks bulky, yeah?
Yeah.
But he looks pissed. Like, 100%. The expression on his face is just anger, bro.
I mean, okay, all controversy aside, I think everybody can agree on the way the judicial system in what country is he in? Romania? Or yeah. Was it Budapest? I can't remember, but is very messed up. They've had their, I believe, their jail time extended. So there's a difference between jail and prison. Jail, you stay there until you get sentenced and do that. Cool. I don't know what crimes or what evidence they had, but they're like, you know what? 30-day continuation and an extra 30 days. Because I'm pretty sure they were taken in, like, February. What?
I think it's understandable in a way, because
bear in mind,
not just that, but it's the same way we do. It is messed up, yes, but
is it fair though? Like, deeper in today's society, bro, without evidence,
exactly. But that's my
innocent
point.
Innocent until proven guilty is fake.
No, but that's my point. When is it fair over there? Because everyone was okay when it was in his favor. When he spoke about bribing the police, no one said anything.
Yeah.
But when they extend 30 days to his actual jail time,
yeah,
police can't do that. But police can't also accept bribes, bro. But he bragged about it. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
where do we actually cross the line?
You know,
when it's in his favor, it's okay. No, when it's not in his favor, it's not okay.
You know, it was pushed from other European countries. It wasn't the actual Romanian authorities that wanted to keep him there. It was more like the UN was like, yo, can you like take this guy in? Like, he's doing a bit too much on the net. So they did what they were told. Of course, there's some
backdoor. I don't know too much about it.
There's backdoor politics in all of this. So I'm assuming someone quite high up is saying, yo, arrest this man. There's a reason they're doing it, so they can get their next quarterly bonus or whatever the chief needs. All right, this is, it might be a first world country, but bribes are huge. And yeah, man, I think that's what a lot of people find wild. Like, yo, because even like the little small times they went to court to like see if they could bust appeal or something, as they're walking out, they're like, they got no evidence, they got they're yelling, and you're just like, yo, like, and this is just normal. This is normal. So it's kind of scary, like, bro, if you have influence and you're on the wrong side of the agenda or the status quo norm, you're screwed.
That noise is so funny, bro.
But yeah, man, we'll see how it goes. I think this is going to tell a lot about, like, what direction I think our society is going in towards. And people are now going to start wary of what they put out on the internet, even though they should be wary of it already.
It's very confusing times, man.
It's very confusing times. Here's the part where court systems work in the public's favor. A farting barista wins $135,000 at a tribunal case.
Why?
So this flatulent barrister who tried to sue the Crown Prosecution
Service. Oh, a barrister?
Yeah.
You said barista.
Barista.
Flatulent. I thought he's making coffee, bro.
Yeah, I'm dyslexic as fuck. Is that barrister or barista?
Where?
Like the first line of the article.
That's a barrister, bro.
Oh, shit. Okay, I didn't have
I just want my latte, man, and he's just there farting, bro.
You know what? When I say this article, it didn't make sense to me. I was like, it's quite funny. Like, how does a barista fart and he gets to work from home?
This guy must be really good at making coffee. Like, people must love this guy's coffee. Okay. Extra flavors.
Thank you for the clarification. A flatulent barrister sued the Crown Prosecution Service and has won £135,000. So this man, I'm going to name and shame him for his farty business. Don't sue me, please, sir. Tariq Muhammad farts were caused by a medication, and he was told by his fellow colleagues, can you please stop violently farting? And he said that affected his dignity. And he asked them, yo, since the medicine's causing this, let me work from home. They said, no, stop the farting.
Did he stop the farting?
He sued the fuck out of them and won $135,000.
For farting?
Yeah, because it's a medical issue. He's like, the tribunal found that it was a reasonable request of the colleague to make, given the size of their office. So their office was quite small. So brother's letting it rip like two seats away from you. You're going to smell that. You're going to be like, you know, you just go, that shit stank.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I can't believe things like, you know what, these stories, you hear them all the time and you just think,
what should I sue someone for?
Yeah, bro, you can get away with anything.
Bro, 135,000, I don't think he has to work in another day. Now he's going to be, what, a remote lawyer? Like, I just work from crib, I got 135,000.
Bro, this is that lawyer that Drewski has skits about, bro.
Yeah. I got good news and bad news. You got life.
But yeah, bro, why is he get? But that's how you know he's a smart lawyer, bro. He knew
100%, bro. I think
money out of my
I genuinely think if you're intelligent enough, bro, you can use the law system and stuff that's existing to fucking win. It sounds like an evil master plan. Hey, it's cooking, baby.
Hey man, the tardiness worked in his favor.
I mean, bro, he gets to work from home. Tardiness. Yeah, but apparently when they told him to stop, he was like, that's affecting my dignity, man. Like, I can't. The medicine's making me... Like, mid-sentence. I'm thinking mid-sentence. Is he, like, busting a fart? And they're like, yo, bro, like, I can't even take it serious. He's in his review meeting and he's farting and shit.
On a genuine one, though, he should probably get it checked out. If it was that bad...
I mean, hey, violent farts equals 135K, man.
Oh, yo, speaking of violent, though.
Yo.
Violent inmates.
I know who you're on about. Go on.
Charles Bronson has been denied his release again.
I know. He's, what, 70 now?
Bro, do you think he should be out?
I've heard some clips of him speaking. I don't know who he's speaking to, if it's like a reporter that called in to ask him a few questions. But this is one thing that I heard. He was like, I'm not violent towards, like, he really loves, like, elderly and children. Like, and he's like, nobody outside of prison deserves, violence happening to them. So I kind of understand, like, he was put in, what, one of the worst prisons, maximum security type.
Yeah, jails. And he's been in prison his whole life, basically, because...
He went in one, like, 20, how old was he, like, in his 20s?
In the 70s. So it's been about
50 years. So he's about 70 now. And apparently when they went to the panel, they determined he wasn't, I don't know, like, at the stage where they could, put him back into society. But I'm like, how much damage can a 70-year-old man really do? I know it's Bronson.
For years, he actually hasn't. He's been on his best behavior in prison. He's been on his best behavior. And he says he's an artist now because that's a skill he developed whilst he was in prison, to draw. He is actually a really good... If you see his work, he's actually really good, bro.
I'm not surprised, man. How many hours is he in that cell?
Yeah, what else can he do? But I would be a bit scared, though. I can't lie.
I think it'd be cool as fuck. I think he'd be like some influencer. He'd be like some Jordan Belfort shit, going around giving talks.
But do you think he wants to do that, or do you think he just wants to sit at home and just be at peace, bro?
I don't know, man. I think we'd need to, like, see where he's...
Look how much life has changed since the 70s, bro. He would come out and be like, yo, this is the future.
Yeah, true.
He doesn't even know what a phone looks like, bro.
True. The internet. AI. I think that's going to blow his fucking brains out. What do you mean there's a machine that can think for me?
Bro, but the thing is, when he went... He went away for armed robbery.
Yeah. And then he had his sentence extended because of his violent behavior, right? Getting extended
because he kept beating the shit out of the police.
Fair. You gotta do what you gotta do, man. You gotta do what you gotta do.
They probably had it coming.
They probably had it coming.
But he hasn't been violent in years. So it begs the question, like, is this a psychopath that you could accidentally release into society? Or are you trying to make an example out of someone who broke the laws to that extent and is doing that time now? Because I don't think...
I genuinely think it's an example case, man.
Do you think he would die? And he's just going to die in prison?
They would rather he died in prison. I think they would rather he died in prison. And
that's a sad life, man.
Bro, and he's not the only, like, criminal who's
been hasn't murdered anyone.
Damn. So it's armed robbery and then his violent behavior just extended. Because
when you think about it, there's far more worse people than Charles Bronson
that have come out. Slap on the wrist.
That have come out. That slap on the wrist one. And two, they've served the time and they've come out. Like, even people that get life,
they're out. Yeah, in this country we don't have a full on life sentence. Yeah, it's 25 years and then.
But even let's say people, other examples of Charles Bronson that may have get extended time in prison, eventually they're out. Do you think because he's such a big name and he's almost a celebrity now, he's not allowed out?
100%. And he's not the only case, bro. A good example of this is Big Meech. Why is his brother Terry out but not Meech? Because when they did that investigation, they thought that Big Meech was the actual more influential gangster out of the two. yes, they put Terry on house arrest for like during COVID. I think when the jail systems were like, yo, we're a bit packed for safety.
And he's got health issues.
Put him on house arrest. Okay, cool. He's on tag, but it's better than an open prison even. But someone like Big Meech, they're like, nah, he's got too much influence. He's got too much like power.
It's because
they want to make an example out of him.
Meech
the feds want to make an example
on the TV. His face was everywhere.
Yeah.
Whereas Terry sort of wasn't.
Yeah.
If you knew him, you knew him. If you didn't, you didn't.
Exactly.
But Big Meech, everyone.
Everyone knew Big Meech. Yeah. So again, so Bronson, Big Meech, examples are made of the Tate brothers. They're all made of examples. They're like, yo, we don't like what you did, and we're gonna make you suffer. Cool. They're using the law to their advantage. They're like, someone like Bronson, they're like, we don't feel that you're fit to be put in society. That begs the question, then does he get a mental evaluation? Do we, the public, get to know what the reasons are, or do they all hide it? Is it all hush hush? Like, I feel like there needs to be more transparency, bro. Like, they need to genuinely be like, yo, this guy can't go back in society because of XYZ. Brother's got, I don't know, schizophrenia, and he's a flight risk. Yes, he's 70 years old, but he might strangle your grandma tomorrow. Like, you know what I mean? I'm serious. If something like that went to the public would be like, yo, cool, like, fair enough. Like, he's not ready for society. Maybe he spends a few more years until he gets rehabilitated. That's my 2 cents.
Fair point, man.
Have you heard of Project Sunshine?
Nah.
So, we all remember what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. When US dropped the 2 nukes, mm-hmm. and the devastating effects that it had, mm-hmm. not only on the people that died from the blast, but the radioactivity that spread.
Yeah.
So Project Sunshine was a secret mission that happened in the 1950s. And effectively, its whole purpose was to steal corpses. And not just any corpses. They were stealing corpses of young children, babies and children. And they were testing how radioactivity and how dropping nuclear bombs affects cell tissue in young people. So without telling those families of those people that they buried, they had agents all around that they would pay to dig up, like grave diggers, bro. Dig them up, chop a piece of a limb off, send it to a lab so they could analyze, yo, this is what nuclear bombs do. And they didn't get the permission of the family members. They didn't contact the deceased family. They desecrated basically graveyards and corpses, which in a lot of cultures and religions is a big no-no. You don't touch the dead, you let them rest. Mm. Once people bury their loved ones, that's it. But apparently, this project, Project Sunshine, how many bodies was it? Over 900 human cadavers.
What's the end goal here? Like, what are they trying to achieve?
My understanding is, bro, they're trying to find out how powerful their nukes are and how they can make it more effective. The only reason you collect dead corpses or limbs is just to be like, this is how much damage we did. Now, what would happen if we double the amount of, I don't know, load, like nuclear load? How much more devastating would the effects be? And it's kind of scary, bro, when you think about it. Like, we saw how Hiroshima and Nagasaki didn't just affect the people where the bombs landed on.
Mm-hmm.
The mushroom cloud of radioactivity spread and people developed cancer miles away. People felt the earthquake miles away. Like, another example, Chernobyl. There's a reason why, like, the surrounding regions of Chernobyl as well, they had to evacuate because of the nuclear reactor meltdown. They were just like, yo, we don't know what radioactivity is going to do, but what we do know is long exposure causes cancer, or it causes deformities. Like a woman who might have been pregnant, her baby is born with a mad disability that's never been seen before because the cells mutated. Yeah. So it's basically an experiment of mad scientists just like, yo, get me some limbs.
Yo.
Bro, there's some fucked up scientists out there that are just fascinated. I understand it. It's the human psyche. We're all like, yo, like, what would happen if we did this, or if we doubled the amount of nuclear power? Like, we make the bomb smaller but the load larger, and then all of a sudden we've tripled the radioactive circumference. Like, you've seen how they drop, like in movies when they show like a nuclear bomb hitting a planet, a city, it's like it just goes like this, like, yeah. Death count.
Yeah.
That's what they're testing. And they were grabbing corpses of especially little babies because they're like, how does it affect young people? I think that's the part that fucked with me. I'm like, doesn't radioactivity just mess up adults, children, elderly, all the same?
Yeah.
Why are you getting young babies and children and testing their limbs?
But that's the only reason I would think, like, why is this children specifically?
No clue, man. But it just
is it because their cells are still developing? And
well, they did mention
to
in
see
the
if it can counteract
they did mention in the article they were especially looking for like young tissue culture, so like the limbs they wanted it to be maybe ones that were developing still. Or from what I understand, it's like I don't know, children, yes, they're still growing, but bruv, you really digging up a child's grave, bro. Digging up any grave already is messed up. Man said, yeah, I want the small one. Or was it just easier to transport? And it was just messed up. They're like, which one, bulk?
That's true. That's true.
Please let us know. Have you heard of Project Sunshine?